You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Very busy weekend. Northeast homecoming, Lincoln Prep homecoming. Snoop Dogg at KU opening up the basketball season to controversy. Chiefs loss at Arrowhead. And probably the most sad and tragic thing that happened over the weekend, Brian, was the shooting in a KCK bar. 5 folks were injured and 4 people killed.
Couldn't believe it when I read it, Shay.
Apparently, one of the 2 suspects had been in the bar earlier that night. He had been asked to leave because they felt as though he was overserved at that point. He left and came back with another man, and then they just opened fire inside of Tequila, which is the name of the bar on 10th and Central. Javier Alatorre was arrested near 26th and Quincy in KC Bowl on yesterday, and Hugo Villanueva Morales is still wanted by police this morning.
Wow. Condolences to the family and friends and everyone who's affected. Just another senseless act that we gotta deal with, and here it hits close to home. It's in our city.
Anyone with information is asked to call the TIPS hotline, which is 816-474-TIPS. The 5 that were injured, Brian, they are reported to be in stable condition this morning, and hopefully the second suspect can be captured sooner than later.
It just speaks to our position and statement. What are we gonna do as a community, as a country? What are we gonna do about this? We just cannot keep letting this happen. It happens every week, it seems like now.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s. It'll be sunny and pleasant. Right now, you're a little foggy at 45 in KCK. Shade was popping.
Speaking of fog, late night in the fog, the annual basketball game kickoff at KU on Friday brought a little bit of controversy. I've got one question, though. Who's the booking agent over there at KU? Do you not know what Snoop raps about?
Right. Seriously.
I know he did one gospel album, but fam, he's known for gin and juice, smoking, women.
Yeah, it ain't no fun unless the homies can't have none, name a few.
Apparently, whoever booked Snoop didn't know, because they were appalled when the stripper poles came out and they shot money out of the money gun. Yeah.
And why is it a big deal that it was, I guess it's a family fun event though. But he did the explicit versions of the songs.
Well, they said that possibly maybe they had agreed upon clean. I don't know.
It's Snoop Dogg, bro.
So the university's athletic director, Jeff Long, issued an apology to those in attendance, saying, quote, "We apologize to anyone who was offended by the Snoop Dogg performance at late night. We made it clear to the entertainers' managers that we expected a clean version of the show and took additional steps to communicate to our fans, including moving the artist to the final act of the evening to ensure that no basketball activities would be missed if anyone did not want to stay for his show. I take full responsibility for not thoroughly vetting all the details of the performance and offer my personal apology to those who were offended."
I believe they called them acrobatic dancers or something
like
that.
Yes, that's what it was.
Well, KU, Looks like y'all gonna get kids bopped from now on for your fog night.
I'm trying to tell you. I think they had 2 Chainz last year.
Yeah,
all that's
did.
Over
yep,
with
yep.
this.
That's over. No more hip hop. It's over.
They had Quavo the year before.
Yeah, y'all finna get Vanilla Ice.
So Travis Scott denies cheating on his ex Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
He took to his social media and said, quote, "It's really affecting when you see false things said about you. Once again, these false stories about me cheating are just simply not true. Focusing on life, music, and family at this moment is what's real."
I don't know, Travis. You looking a little naive right now, dog. What you think she doing with Tiger right now? Are they making music or something? Or is he trying on her lipstick? Is that what they doing?
What you talking about? She said that they just saw each other. I mean, that ain't...
Yeah, they saw each other, all right.
Yes, I'm singing.
She just dropped somebody off at the studio, and he just happened to be there.
And make love good.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah!
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I'm tired every time I wake up every day. It's people walking down the street. This girl came on my house at 3 in the morning, banging on my door, talking about help me, help me. How the I'm going to help you? I'm not the police.
Oh, what part of the town you in?
I'm in Midtown, but I'm in the bed asleep, and I'm trying to get up to work in the morning.
They needed help, baby.
I don't know, what can I help that is? I'm not the police. Only person that can help you is the police. It can't be me.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Candy.
Well, we know she ain't her sister's keeper. Lord yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to nobody, but I ain't no damn police now. You don't come knocking on my door talking about help me, help me, help me. I ain't seen her in 10 decades. It's been a decade. And we stay right down the street from each other.
She the bad Samaritan, Brian.
Open up your Bible app on your phone and just, you know, take some time and woosah, relax, and read a couple scriptures. You'll be okay.
I'm the Captain Saver. I can't help nobody but myself. I'm trying to help myself, boo-boo.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
All right. I will. And thank you.
Oh, ho, brother. Ho, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're in the middle of Hispanic Heritage Awareness Month. Today, kicking off the Latinx World Food Tour at El Pueblito.
Yes.
11 a.m. until 1 p.m., 810 Southwest Boulevard.
Uh-oh. You going?
You know that's my favorite place to eat Mexican food in Kansas City.
Yes.
So hopefully I'll get an opportunity to roll over there. So many emotions this morning. Our hearts and prayers going out to the families of those who lost loved ones at Tequila KC and those who have loved ones that were shot. There were 5 folks who, thank God, are going to live following 2 men walking into the nightclub and just opening fire.
Yeah, an unbelievable tragedy. You know, 1 second you're, you know, having a good time, trying to enjoy yourself, and then somebody comes in and opens fire irresponsibly.
Reports claim that one of the individuals had been in the bar earlier that evening and was asked to leave. He came back with someone else, and that's when the tragedy ensued. It's just unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. So, Brian, you know, each Monday after a Chiefs game, we do our Chiefs song. And we lost.
Yeah, it was... It was a tough game last night. The demons of Chiefs games in the past came back to bite us as the defense just could not step up and stop the run. Although the defense didn't play terrible, the Colts came in with a great game plan and really executed Shea offensively. They knew we couldn't stop the run, and that's the recipe to beat the Chiefs, is to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. The less chances he has of making yards and making points, the better off your team is going to be at beating us. And it was a couple of things that happened last night, including Pat almost getting hurt.
just re-aggravated a little bit there in the first half, and then got stepped on in the second half. And I mean, obviously it's going to be a little sore tomorrow, but for me, just kind of going into treatment and getting it better so I can be prepared for next week. I was going to battle through it regardless. I mean, we were in a hard fight game. And so for us, it wasn't going our way, but I feel like we still had a chance. So I was going to find a way to get through the rest of the game.
Yeah, we did have a chance to the very end, but we were unsuccessful in playing them. And guess who was the starting game for the Colts, Shay, other than Marlon Mack?
Justin Houston.
Yes, Justin Houston came and made the key stop on a 4th-and-1. And you really, Shay, we lost that game in all fronts. Defensively, offense wasn't clicking. Of course, injuries had a lot to do with that. And then Andy Reid, I thought, didn't have his best game as the Chiefs head coach. But it's okay. I'd rather have this loss now than in January. We're still 4-1, still first place in the AFC West, and the Houston Texans come to town next week, and they are going to bring their running game with them, and we have to stop the run. That's the number one thing.
Yes. Thank you, Brian.
Chiefs Kingdom, I know we're a little sad this morning, but we're going to be all right. And to cheer you up a little bit, we got that Chiefs song coming up at 7-Eleven.
Here's a Morning Grind exclusive.
Yeah, let's go.
World premiere.
A world premiere.
Right here, you heard it first.
On Hot 103. Jams.
Week 5. Huh. Who thought we would be in this position? A loss to the Colts? Their backup QB? Still Chiefs Kingdom, though.
Man. Defense really couldn't stop them Colts, and they ran till they got that score. Defense really couldn't stop them Colts, and they ran till they got that score. They had them 3 running backs, one named Marlon Mack, a Chiefs under attack, and Justin Houston's mad. They're running down our throat, now it's 3rd and short. Attrition on the field, now our players getting hurt now. Defense can't stop nothing, and now they keep on running. The defense can't stop nothing, and now they keep on running. And now it's getting sadder, past a 9 factor. Fighting on the bench like the game don't even matter. It's like it's a movie, they riding and they grooving. I cannot believe that this game we are losing. The defense can't stop nothing, and now they keep on running. The defense can't stop nothing, and now they keep on running. Man, the defense really couldn't stop them Colts, and they ran till they got that score. Our defense really couldn't stop them Colts, and they ran till they got that score.
Hey, it's okay. We're going to be playing football again next week. Huh. Chiefs Kingdom.
What was that at the end?
I love you. Man.
Yeah.
I was so excited, and, you know, I'm in this football group, and they was talking mad trash about us.
Yeah.
Early this morning.
You're going to throw rocks at the throne. It's okay.
We'll be back next week.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have a little bit more lively presentation, because we'll be happy again, right?
Yes, we're going to win next week. Guarantee it.
So coming up at 7:38, Brian, we've got Hope House here. They're an organization that helps people who are in domestic violence situations. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we want to make sure that we're providing the community with information on how to spot abuse and how to get help.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22. Look for highs in the mid 70s today. Sunny and pleasant later on. Right now, you got a little drizzle at 51 in KCK. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Actress and wife of Boris Kodjo, Nicole Ari Parker, is 49 today. Nobel Peace Prize winner Desmond Tutu is 88 today. Mm. And singer Toni Braxton turns the big 5-2 today.
Love Toni, boy. The word from you Happy birthday, everybody born on October 7th.
Over the weekend, Tyler Perry opened his Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta with a who's who list of celebrities that walked the red carpet.
Mm.
My auntie, Oprah Winfrey, was there. Mm. Why did you roll your eyes when I said that?
Because me and Oprah don't know you like that.
Beyonce showed up looking good.
Looking stacked. Well, look.
The Clintons were there. Jill Scott showed up.
Yes, Lord.
Just every celebrity you can think of. Taraji P. Henson, and the list went on and on and on of folks. Usher was there.
Did they give Jill Scott a microphone?
To do what?
Ew.
Oh. I know who wished they didn't give somebody a microphone. KU's late night in the fog turned into a little kerfuffle as the authorities or administration there were taken aback by Snoop Dogg's performance.
It's Snoop Dogg, fam! You should have hired Chance the Rapper if you wanted that.
They thought that he was going to do the PG version of his performance.
Snoop has a PG version?
Well, that's what they paid for, the PG version.
Damn!
Yeah, okay, they got full, uncut, 100% doggy style.
Oh.
He came out with the money gun and listen,
the stripper pole.
Yeah, this isn't all the way good, Shay, because KU is already, you know, in a situation with the NCAA with the money and things that's been going on with Adidas. Yeah, so
who's the booking agent though? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, you thought you was gonna get the Smothers Brothers? No. You got Snoop. He don't got, bring him if you...
Right, seriously. Yeah. He got a song called It Ain't No Fun That The Homies Can't Have None.
Oh, Lord.
Okay? Y'all should have thought about that. They knew what they was doing, though, Shay.
Call us next time.
Sure,
we'll help
did.
You with the selection process.
Yeah, we
get
got
you some people who can... You know, Mary is available out there. Kirk Franklin. Donnie McClurkin. Shirley Caesar. It's about time for Thanksgiving soon, too. So Shirley can definitely come
Greens,
in.
Beans, bananas,
exactly.
Tomatoes.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And Brian, in light of the mass shooting that happened in KCK over the weekend, we've got Marianne Metheny with a CEO of Hope House. And I did not know this statistic, but 50% of mass shootings are related to domestic violence situations.
Wow. Good morning, Marianne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank
you. So talk to us about that statistic.
Well, I think when you look at the perpetrators of mass shootings, 50% of the time they have domestic violence in their history. So I think that's when we need to be talking about how do we stop mass shootings. One of the ways, there's not one simple answer to that, but one of the ways that we can do that is to address the issue of domestic violence. That if we can really come to a place where we don't have domestic violence in our society anymore, we'll definitely, or we really start to address it, then we're going to see that number go down.
Hope isn't the name of your organization. Do you really have a hope that we can stop domestic violence? You know, I've never been hit, but I've been a witness to multiple domestic violence situations.
I do have hope, and sometimes that seems a little silly because I've been doing this work for a long time. I've been at Hope House for 27 years, and I have seen things change dramatically in that 27 years. We are in a better place than we were when I started. We are looking at the situation. We are responding to it. People are talking about it, and there are resources available. So I do have hope. I don't know that it's going to happen in my lifetime, but if we as a society could come together and say, domestic violence is not okay, it is not okay to treat people like that, then we'll end it. But it's going to take all of us to do it.
reading a stat here that says nearly 3 out of 4 Americans personally know someone who is or has been a victim of domestic violence. And, you know, with the advancement of social media and people starting to come out and talk more, what do you think it's going to take for us to really address this issue and call authorities when we automatically see something like this?
I think the first thing is awareness of what domestic violence is and why it happens and how it happens. And I think the more we talk about it, domestic violence is complicated, it's ugly, it's not easy to understand, that if we can have conversations about it, we are going to stop it. We talked about situations that if people don't know what domestic violence is, then they're not going to know when they see it. So the more that we can talk about it, and I think the other piece of your question is about blaming the victim. Mm-hmm. If we can get to a place in our society where we hold the perpetrator accountable and we say that this violence is a result of one person having power and control over another person and using these means to do it, that's where the problem is, not in the problem, not blaming the victim for that happening. Because if I walked in here and you just decided you didn't like me and you were going to hit me, no one would think that was acceptable. Everyone would say, why would you do that? But if I was married and my husband walked in and hit me, people have a very different response to that. Mm. So I think we have to really look at it as, how are we framing the issue of domestic violence and how are we looking at the victim and the perpetrator? And that will go a long way to helping us to end this.
Brian, when we come back, I want to find out more about how to identify domestic violence and the resources that are available in our community if there is anyone listening right now that may be experiencing that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we've been talking with Marianne Metheny, CEO of Hope House, which is a place for women to go if they're involved in domestic violence. And you have other resources available as well that we'll talk a little bit more about. Off air, we were talking about an incident that happened when I was in high school. Mm. There was a classmate of mine and her boyfriend. They were in the hallway arguing. He picked up one of the metal trash cans and threw it at her and hit her. And at lunchtime, we were all sitting around talking about it. Oh, did you see so-and-so get into a fight? And now as an adult, that's like the beginning onset of domestic violence relationships. And I never even saw it as that. So how do we recognize domestic violence when we see it? And how can we serve our friends and family who we may be observing in these situations?
It's a great question. So one of the things about domestic violence is that it's a pattern of behavior. And so you can't just look at one incident and say, okay, then this is happening on a regular basis. So when it's looking at the relationship as a whole, and it's about power and control. So one person in the relationship is taking power and control over the other and using a variety of methods to do that. So some of the things that we had talked about, you know, the physical abuse is what most people think about as being that domestic violence. So it's also the emotional abuse, it's the threats, it's the there's sexual abuse, there's economic abuse. So when you're looking at the relationship as a whole, and if you're seeing what we call red flags, so that's what you would be looking for. So that person is the partner is extremely controlling, extremely jealous, restricting behaviors, unexplained bruises, unexplained injuries, not able to go out like they used to be going out, becoming very isolated. Those are things that you would be looking for that would say, that might be a red flag, and I need to be thinking about whether or not this person might be in a relationship, and then what can you do? And I think as we had talked earlier, one of the best things that a family member, friend, coworker can do is listen. Because if you're judging and you're passing your opinions on, then that may isolate that person even more. And one of the ways to control someone is to isolate them. So if you can be a listener and that person knows you're a safe person to come to and to talk about what's going on without having judgment, because one of the hardest things to understand is why does why does that person stay in that relationship? There's a million reasons why someone will stay in a relationship, and it's understanding that and helping somebody work through that so that when they are ready to take that first step, and that first step could be calling the hotline. It doesn't have to be coming into shelter. That first step can be going to a support group, going to a counseling session, going meeting with an advocate and talking with someone. Doesn't mean you have to do anything about it. It just means you're taking that first step. So I think for somebody listening, if you can be that listener to someone without having judgment, without having an expectation of what that person does, then that can be the best thing that you can do for that person.
1 in 4 men are victims of some form of physical violence by an intimate partner. Do you think that society kind of turns a blind eye to men that are involved in domestic violence situations?
I think often, and I'm one that does it as well, we talk about women because 95% of the time the women are the ones that are the victims in a relationship, but men absolutely are victims, and that they deserve the respect and the services that are available just as women do. So all of the programs offer services to men. Every one of our programs that we offer are open to men. So we recognize that they are victims and deserve that as well.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're talking about domestic violence on the show this morning, Brian. Of course, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Hope House has been serving the Kansas City community since 1983, and we're here with CEO Marianne Methanine. So many of us have witnessed domestic violence, and there are folks who are on their way to work or dropping kids off at school who may be involved in a situation right now. How would you appeal to someone who is possibly thinking about getting out, and where would you guide them for resources?
I think the first thing that I would say is that people are here to listen. No one's going to judge or demand that you do something. So we really work with people where they are and give as much information as we can. One of the really nice things about the Kansas City area is that we have 6 programs. There's 2 on the Kansas side and 4 on the Missouri side. We work very, very closely together, and we have a metro hotline. So it doesn't matter where you are in the community, you can call that number. It's 816 hotline. And someone will answer that and can hook you up with resources. And it can be, if you want know a specific area that you want to go to, they can hook you up with that program, or can just help you at that moment. We take turns answering it. It's answered 24 hours a day. People can give as much information as they want, but it's really a place where you can go and get information. You can talk. People will listen and can just offer you resources or just listen if that's what you need.
If there are people listening right now that would like to help the efforts of Hope House, do you accept donations of clothing and household items? I'm sure you accept money. How can we be of service to the work you guys do?
Absolutely. So definitely we take money. That's for sure. We have a $6 million budget that we're fundraising for every year. And we need things that you need during the course of the day. So toiletries, paper towels, toilet paper, toothpaste, food, those are things, because we have 122 beds between both of our, we have 2 locations, and we provide all of that stuff for people at no charge, so we take all of that. At the moment, we don't have a lot of space for a lot of clothing or household items, so if somebody had those things, I would ask that they call our administrative line, 461-4188, and we can talk through that about quantity. We just don't have room for that, but we definitely need things that people need during the course of the day. The other thing that really is helpful is people who want to volunteer their time. So if people want to go to our website, which is hopehouse.net, they can look at that and see what opportunities are available. And we have opportunities for both individuals and for groups to do things for us. So we have a volunteer coordinator who would be happy to talk to people about their interests and what they might want to do.
We're going to be posting this information up on KPRS.com and on our Hot 103 Jams social media pages. If there's anyone who would like to access any of these resources or be of help to the work that you guys do every day at Hope House.
Thank you so much, Mary Ann Anthony, for joining us from Hope House. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s. Sunny and pleasant. Right now, you got sunny skies at 51 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Over the weekend, we lost a cultural icon, Diane Carroll passed away at the age of 85.
Rest up, boy. She was fine back in the day, boy.
Beautiful woman.
Yes. Broke barriers?
Definitely broke barriers. She was the first African-American woman to portray someone other than a servant.
Right.
On television.
Network television.
Right. In a series. And I remember her in her role of the mother in Claudine. With James Earl Jones. You ever saw that?
No, ma'am.
Boy, look. That's a classic.
I remember her as Whitley's mother in A Different World.
Yes.
The wife of the guy in Five Heartbeats.
And she was also on, was it Dynasty? Wasn't she on Dynasty? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, when she was going at the
I
other
I think
lady.
Her name was something Devereaux in that show.
Yeah, rest up.
Rest in peace, for real, though. So, Jussie Smollett, I thought this situation was over with Juicy.
Oh, Lord.
But apparently it's Juicy. Not. They say that there's a possibility of him being charged with a hate crime.
Against who? Himself?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
A hate crime against yourself?
Well, for being a part of the staged setup, as they're saying.
So it was officially labeled as a setup on his behalf?
Well, that's what they're saying. There's a possibility of that happening. It has not yet happened, but they're looking into it.
This dude. Good Lord.
Juicy. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I hope that don't happen to that brother.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, you Shay, as you know, Chiefs took that L yesterday. But you already know, here on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine, win, lose, draw, rain or shine, we're going to hit you with that song.
Week 5. Who thought we would be in this position? A loss to the Colts? Their backup QB? Still Chiefs Kingdom, though.
Really couldn't stop them Colts, and they ran till they got that score. Our defense really couldn't stop them Colts, and they ran till they got that score.
They had them three running backs, one named Marlon Mack, a Chiefs under attack, and Justin Houston's mad. They're running down our throat, now it's third and short. Attrition on the field, now our players getting hurt. Now defense can't stop nothing, and now they keep on running. The defense can't stop nothing, and now they keep on running. And now it's getting sadder, past a nine factor, fighting on the bench like the game don't even matter. It's like it's a movie, they riding and they grooving. I cannot believe that this game we are losing. The defense can't stop nothing, and now they keep on running. The defense can't stop nothing, and now they keep on running.
Our defense really couldn't stop them Colts, and they ran till they got that score. Our defense really couldn't stop them Colts, and they ran till they got that score.
Hey,
it's okay. We're going to be playing football again next week. Chiefs Kingdom.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.